justice and injustice, those things that cause so much problems and so much divisions in our own society, are here presented to us today in both our readings. And what we find in Jesus' spelling out of certain things with regard to justice goes back much further than Jesus. In fact, it goes right into Moses' own past. And Moses' mother is there the key figure. For she teaches us how to deal with unjust laws. Pharaoh had commanded all the male children be thrown on the River Nile. The command did not include anything forbidding the manufacture of a basket and the sealing of it against the infiltration of water. So Moses' mother obeys the letter of injustice to the law and supplies that which undermines the injustice, the tightly woven basket and the tarring of that basket to keep her son safe. She is reunited with that son because she obeyed an unjust law to the degree that it was entirely undermined. And Jesus recommends the same thing here to his disciples by telling them to go 2 miles. He is actually telling his disciples that when a Roman military officer commandeers them to do some donkey work, they must do it in excess. For there were laws limiting the amount of commandeering, and to go 2 miles would lead the soldier into problems and to be disciplined by his superior officer. Injustice can always be undermined when we have an eye on the common good. And the common good is described to us in what is known as the lex talionis, the law of tooth and nail. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, life for a life. And we hear it so often in contemporary society as justifying injustices, things like capital punishment and the summary punishment of people before they are found guilty. Whereas the Jewish society to which this law was given realized there was something more to it. Because they realized if it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, sooner or later your population is going to end up blind and toothless. And they looked at it more carefully. Because if the law is about justice, it is not about revenge, but about compensation. And compensation is the measure of justice. So that if I only have one eye and by an accident put out one of your 2 healthy eyes, it makes no sense to demand my remaining vision and render me blind. That's simply an injustice. However, I still have to bear responsibility to compensate you for the loss of your eye, but only the loss, adhering to the eye, and no more. No lawsuits that entirely strip somebody else of all their assets for the least excuse. No overboard litigation, but proportional and just compensation. And this was applied very strictly to a life for a life. Deep in the Jewish tradition, that is not regarded as permission for capital punishment, but rather is the command that the perpetrator stand in the life of the victim, supplying to the victim's family and companions that which was taken away from them, the financial support to start with, the place in the family, and all of those things that need to be compensated, which are entirely lost if the perpetrator is simply executed. Because the family who might have lost a father still remains fatherless and still remains without the resources which the father would have brought. No, said the Jewish sages who received this law and were given that law orally by Moses, they said, a life for a life is compensate for the loss of the life, and no more than the loss of the life. It doesn't justify me to wipe out the perpetrator's family in an act of hideous revenge. It doesn't justify me destroying everything in the perpetrator's life. All I can demand is the same that has been taken from me. And the law that covered land, it is pointed to in our first reading, that distribution of the land according to God's will into ancestral plots, made sure that the land was adequately and well distributed among the various clans. Ahab overreached the limits that God placed on his power as king. Well, Jezebel overreached it for him, but he certainly had the desire to do so. And so, Ahab has to compensate the whole life of Naboth, made worse in that he allowed Jezebel, somebody not involved in the religion or the people of Israel, to execute an injustice against an Israelite. And therefore, the judgment seems quite severe. In fact, it is later reversed for Ahab when he shows repentance, however not reversed for Jezebel, who remains unrepentant. So in the complexities of the legal situations that we face in our own day and age, these basic principles of allowing for the common good, of equal access, and of limited retribution can still be an important part of how we as Christians and Catholics face our complex societies. Too often we seek revenge without removing root causes. We seek revenge against the horrible injustice of abortion by simply stopping abortion. But that doesn't address the matters of justice which lead women to make that painful decision. We have to work for the alleviation of the causes. We have to work for the basic justice that goes deeper than simply stopping laws, but that undermines the law completely. And what could undermine abortion more than it never having to be a solution? And that is what we have to work towards. Even in American society, and I see this completely as an outsider from Africa, in terms of the struggle for the freedom of religious expression, which is narrowed down to the contraception debate, we can be more graceful and we can be more truthful to the vision and to the commandment of Christ. We have to take into account the whole spectrum of justice, the whole spectrum of the common good, and make suggestions in line with that common good, instead of just emphasizing one single issue. The need to limit births can only be undermined by good, solid, and financially approachable education systems, healthcare, childcare, and that whole spectrum. All of society and all of the common good needs to be addressed instead of just one issue. Otherwise, if it is a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye, without the limits of divine justice, we all end up blind, toothless, deaf, and disabled. Justice demands the common good. The common good demands addressing root causes, undermining injustice, and bringing about, in cooperation with God through our frail human actions, a deeper experience of the kingdom of God for all. Amen.